Good morning. Thank you. Good morning. Glad you're here. Do you know what today is?
No. The last day of church here, the church here.
Did you go to Sunday school or something?
Yeah.
You said it's the last day of the church here. How many of you out there knew that? So today is the last day of the church year, because next Sunday is the first Sunday in Advent, which is the first day of the church year. But this day has another name. Do you know what the other name for this day is? Christ the King Sunday. It is. You're all looking at me like, so who cares? It's Christ the King Sunday. Do you ever think of Jesus as a king?
Kind of?
Really? Okay. What does a king look like? You did, okay.
Depends if they're rich or not that rich.
How many poor kings do you know?
Okay. Then they just wear a bunch of gold and stuff.
Bunch of gold. Do they wear a hat?
No.
What do they wear?
A crown.
They have a crown, and so everybody knows, hey, I'm the king, right? They wear a crown, and a lot of times they have really beautiful robes and gold rings. Mine's silver. Silver, dude, okay? Kings, that's what they look like, right? So who's the king of the United States?
Obama.
Okay, so you went to Sunday school but not civics class. That's fine, it happens. We don't have a king, you guys. A king is someone. What is a king? Yes?
A ruler of a foreign country. Yes, that's a king.
Ruler of a foreign country?
Land.
Land. It's ruler of a land, right? That's what a king is, and kings wear crowns and really cool stuff. Anything else about a king? They're like royal presidents. Yes, they're like royal presidents. Well, the thing about a king, do you elect a king?
No.
Not usually. Kings usually get born into it, right? So here in the United States, we don't have a king. We elect a president. Well, how can Jesus be a king? Have you ever seen Jesus with a big gold crown and a big robe and saying, Ian, bring me some wine. Is that what Jesus does?
No.
No. What?
I have
kids. Oh, okay. No, Jesus didn't have any kids that we know of. Yeah. Unless you read certain novels.
What the?
Ian?
Jesus is the king because he ruled the entire earth.
Jesus is the king because he is... Now, you got it. Jesus is the king because he rules the entire earth and because... He died. See how smart your kids are? That's right. Jesus is a different kind of king. Do you know how Jesus became king? How we got to know that Jesus was a different kind of king? It's right behind me.
The cross.
Kings usually kind of are born into it, but Jesus died into it. Jesus is king because he wasn't the kind of king who pushed people around or ruled great lands. Jesus rules with love. Jesus loved every one of you so much that Jesus died. And that's how Jesus is king for us. Not because he's powerful or he was born in the right family or got elected like the king of Sweden or something like that. I just found out Sweden had a king. And not because of that, but because of the cross. Jesus is our king because Jesus is the king of love for every one of you. So today is Christ the King Sunday, where Jesus, who died on the cross, becomes our ruler of our hearts and our minds and our lives. Okay? I'm telling you, future pastor, he says, so Jesus became something you can drink and eat? Yes. Cool. You guys can go back to your points.